So you mentioned hiking. I think South Africa must have a lot of outdoor activities, right? Mm. Some like extreme sports.
Right, right. Yeah, it's actually for a dry country, it's interesting that it has so many water sports people that are really love water sports too. Especially on the eastern side of the country, because it's tropical warm climate year round, the sea temperature is quite warm, and at the same time it has a lot of really big waves. So I think two of the world's biggest surfing events are held in South Africa yearly. The one is near Jeffreys Bay and the other one's near Durban. That's where all the world's surf champions come to surf and test their skills. But if you're not into surfing, you can go windsurfing, which on the eastern coast is really famous because of the strong winds over there and the relatively not calm seas, but actually there's a lot of open plains to do windsurfing on, so it's really famous for that. And then like skiing and water skiing, of course, really famous too. People really enjoy the water sports.
Great. I also heard about diving.
Right. Yeah.
Diving in South Africa.
Yeah, that's two interesting things. One is shark cage diving that people are really have in recent years become interested in.
Wow, that sounds scary.
I think it is. One of the the breeding colonies of the great white shark is in South Africa. I think the other one's in Australia. And people come there to go down in big steel cages to go and see some of these huge sharks, and they dive with them, and I think it's pretty dangerous, but it's interesting for some people. Oh, the other thing that's really interesting, diving in South Africa, also dangerous, is diving for treasure. Because of the ancient shipping route from Europe right past the Cape Point, the southernmost shipping route in the world, there's a lot of ships that sank because of the terrible weather in centuries past. So for the last, 500 years, ships have sunk around the tip of Africa, and divers come there to dive and find out if they can get some, if they can get rich, basically, diving for treasure, and I guess a lot of historical excavation as well. It's pretty dangerous too, because there are two converging sea
currents
that meet, and the one is warm and the one is cold. So you have a really interesting combination of natural weather patterns at the same place. So I guess a lot of ships sank because of all the storms in that area.
Wow, so treasure diving or wreck diving sounds more fun than shark diving.
I think so too, but it depends on your interest, I guess.